The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Flame on, flame on, flame on, flame on, flame on.
It's about that time of day, let all the warriors come out and play. You tuned in to PB Smiley and Wayne Holloway. And me, my name's Santos, the Human Torch. And it's the hottest show around, it's called Blue the Whistle Sports. And today's the day, we talking sports and we came to play. Got no filter, we say what they all afraid to say. It's last time we checked, football was a man's sport. So we don't let nothing fly like you ain't got a passport. We got the fans, we attached to y'all. We talk about everything in the catalog. From football to basketball, we never had a loss. My team's so official, got stripes like the ref. That's why they call us Blue the Whistle. Big packet on go like a loaded pistol. If you got a problem with us, let us know the issue. We giving y'all the realest talk on live. Tap in with us, btwsport.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to Blow the Whistle Sports. And please allow me to introduce comedian actor PB Smiley.
What up, er?
And me, Wayne Holloway. Hey man, we back. We back.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, I'm right here.
Just because our season wasn't that great, and I got no reason for you to knock the football over.
Baby. That is true. This is true.
We will rise again like the Phoenix.
No.
We stop it, PB. Come on, man.
It said established 95. NFC champions 2003 to 2015.
Okay. All the hoopla about us not having a good season next season.
We gotta see, man.
Man, all we need is the dab cam to come back and we back in action.
I just got a phone call earlier from sources saying that Cam Newton is not coming back. He's going to the WWF. He's going to wrestle.
You need to go talk to your sources. I don't know what your problem is. News. What's the biggest news?
Biggest news, AB set to visit with the Saints. It should happen right now. It should be going on right now.
It's going on right now.
Yeah, this is 3 hours ago. So what is it up there? Right now it's 10:40 here. So it's 1:40 over there.
Don't make me lie to you.
So yeah. Yeah, it should be over in about another hour. So we'll hear about it.
Well, we know the man is a perfect specimen of physical shape.
Right.
I don't understand why needing him badly, the Patriots were, they're normally a groundbreaker in going to grab players, whether they have mouth issues or anything.
Right.
Once he was cleared by the judicial system, the Patriots should have picked him right back up. But I don't know what's going on over there, but... My goodness, if New Orleans gets Antonio Brown, even if they didn't have Antonio Brown, they're a Super Bowl big-time prospect. Well, big time.
I was hearing Shannon and Skip talk. Well, you know, Skip, this ain't going to happen, Skip, because he was going to put on the exempt list, Skip.
Uh-huh.
So that means that, the league have to say, okay, let's look back into this case. And let's look at it. Got 2 weeks to playoffs. Would that be enough time to get him in there? I don't care about none of that. I see him at the Saints, man. They blown the call last year against the Rams.
Right.
They'll get this guy here. They'll sign him today. Monday, he'll go to so-called court. By Wednesday, they'll clear him up. And he'll be, Saints will get a bye. So he'll be ready. He'll be ready.
And I think I have to put them at the Super Bowl with him.
Well, I don't know if they're going to win.
He's the X factor.
Saints fans, hello.
He's the X factor.
Yeah.
He's the X factor. I the Saints are a high power offense, and my goodness, they look great.
Yeah.
Drew Brees looks like he's still 25.
Now that's scary. That's scary. He don't look like he missed a beat.
Man, and they already have the Megatron of their time. Well, we can't call him Megatron. Megatron's already Megatron. Let's give him. The beast over there, Thompson. Yeah.
145 catches? And they still got a game left.
Man.
Damn.
And you think there'll be resting players?
No, they got to play for the, they can get the number one. They got to play. They can definitely get the number two.
See, that's what we got to talk about. Who can play, who has to play because.
Oh, they definitely got to play. They don't, you know, they for sure they can't go no lower than three.
All right.
But they can go as high as one, but realistically, two.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, well then, I look for them to have a blowout game then. Drew Brees.
No, Carolina will find a way to make it interesting, but.
Man, Shaq Thompson is on the bench. That's like our fastest linebacker right there. Our fast linebacker, Luke Kuechly. All right. He's disgruntled. He's pissed off. My team don't like to lose. And realistically, McCaffrey should be sitting this game, but he's going to try to get his stats.
He's going for that record.
Yeah, but still, I would like for him to sit down. There's no reason for my players to be playing. But back to the man at hand, the point at hand, New Orleans Saints. It looks good that the Saints have become marching when Super Bowl time coming in.
Yes, yes.
Now it all depends on who they play. Who's the best matchup for them in the Super Bowl? Because you got the we have games left.
Okay.
Bar no injury, significant injury. They got one of the hottest tight ends.
Right.
Cook. Now they got, Thompson and AB on the other side. Yeah, somebody's always open.
Yeah, I think they're going to make that move. I think it's going to happen. Remember they signed last year, Dez Bryant, and he tore his Achilles. So
right.
I think this is going to happen. But the best matchup for them in the Super Bowl will be a team they're probably not going to play.
Hmm. You know a team, you know a team that's going to give them problems if they play?
Oh.
49ers.
I don't even think
that's the only team that can give them problems.
I agree, but they won't see them. I thought you meant like in the Super Bowl, not in the NFC Conference. In the Super Bowl, I would say the team that they might not, that would give them the best challenge, obviously, would be Baltimore, but they won't see them.
Oh.
You're going to have to play them.
Yeah, because like we talked about before, Baltimore is going to have to deal with that Super Bowl climate. Baltimore is going to have to deal with them jitters of being at a high energy game and never being there before.
I like J.J. Watt coming back to Houston. I think that's the Super Bowl.
He's back there this week?
Yeah, he's back. He's ready. So for you Houston fans, you went to the Major Leagues this year, right? You lost. The Astros lost to the Capitals.
All right.
I see Houston going back. I think it's a major upset. I shouldn't say this early because I don't want anybody watching this time. You know, but Houston with the upset next week. I mean, we got the next when they play Baltimore.
Wow. I don't see that. I don't see that.
What are they, four? Yeah, they four seed, right? Yeah.
I don't see that. Houston should be a person out there trying to get Dez Bryant. Houston needs another wide receiver.
Well, dude, I agree with you because Will Fuller stays hurt. But he'll be ready for the playoffs.
Okay. You know, we jumping the gun all over here. let's get to these scores of these games.
All right. Where my man at? He ain't calling no more Dallas. Where's he at?
You saw what happened to Dallas. he faded off the face of the earth.
The next time his ass called, we're going to get his number. We'll get your number. We're going to call you.
He's going to be, oh, yeah, I'm asleep.
Right.
Man, I miss that money.
Yeah.
You know.
Got one more week. Got three more hours. Hand the picks and we're going to get them.
I'm with you on it. I'm with you on it 100%. Bills gave the Patriots a rough time.
Yes.
The Patriots need a wide receiver.
So that's why I don't understand why you already had first dibs to the AB. They're in trouble, man. I don't see New England winning one game.
Like I said, I don't understand why they didn't pick him up. It makes no sense. The only reason you got rid of him because of the allegations that came out about him. Once you found out that was false, you should have went back out and grabbed him.
That's right. And,
but mm-hmm. what I think prevented them was, you know, AB's rants. His Twitter rants.
It's pretty funny, though. Some of this stuff is funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's kind of sad, too, though, because we got arguably the one of the greatest wide receivers ever to play the game.
Right.
And he spazzes out at any time.
Yeah, uncontrollable, no filter. Buffalo, let's just say they had Russell Wilson.
Okay.
They would beat not only New England, it'd be everybody in the league with that defense and that running game. They had Russell Wilson. Allen, he's big guy, but
he's doing a good job.
For what you can ask from him, yeah.
He's doing a good job.
He just don't have the tools.
He makes the playoffs.
Yeah, he makes the playoffs. Yeah.
They can upset some teams.
No. The defense is ready. That's about it.
Ooh-wee. Where are we going?
Houston struggled with Tampa.
Well, you can't overlook Tampa. Tampa, for some reason, at the beginning of the season, doesn't play their games. When the focus on them is we need to win, this is the climate we need to be in.
Right.
Winston just doesn't get right.
Right.
When the focus is off of him and they're like, Tampa's not going to do much, he flies good under the radar right there and he starts lighting it up. He's like one of the best QBs in fantasy football. Next week, we're going to have our fantasy football champions come in and talk a little bit about fantasy football and the sport and how we love to play fantasy football. That's next week. We'll have the champions from my leagues come in. I'm not even going to talk about my leagues. But that's next week. And remember, people, always like, subscribe, and share. Like, subscribe, and share.
But yeah, back to Winston. Winston is about to be part of the 30-30 club. Do you think it'll happen? First quarterback to throw 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns in the season.
I can see that.
He's going against Atlanta. They don't force too many turnovers. I think he's going to miss it.
He takes a lot of chances to like Brett Favre did.
Yes.
The difference between him and Brett Favre is Brett Favre got those passes by people.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. That's Saints and the Titans.
What about that 49er game? You want to talk about your man Garoppolo?
I left it alone because you still don't believe in Garoppolo.
No.
I don't get it.
San Francisco fans, y'all know the business, man. Stop it. You won't win one game this year.
In the playoffs?
Not at all.
Who they play first?
I mean, did you listen to Jerry Jones? I mean, did y'all get the Jerry Jones breaking news?
Tell me about Jerry breaking news.
You didn't watch it? You didn't listen to it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, look how disrespectful this man is to me. But Jerry Jones, when you get a chance, you can hear it. He went on a rant stating that he feels that his team will be ready Sunday and that they'll be hosting Frisco. And he said that they'll go on and play the bad man Aaron Rodgers and get him too. I'm just telling you what Jerry Jones said.
Did he watch the game that we watched last week?
Yeah. He was there. He was actually there.
He must have saw. So he must have been looking at the other team and put, being that age that he is, putting the colors on him on their team on his team because they couldn't be a Philly team with no wide receivers and two tight ends. They had a tight end and a half because Zach Ertz is hurt
and a third string running back.
You couldn't beat them. And I picked Dallas if they get to the playoffs to be dangerous.
Well, that's what Jerry Jones said.
I don't think that. I don't think they have. They don't like their coach. I think something is going wrong in the front office or in the players' locker room. Something's going on because Dallas is way better than what they're playing. They got one of the best offensive lines, and
a solid defense. I mean, they held them to 17 points. I just don't understand.
Ezekiel not even doing this no more.
Not at all.
He not having fun? What's going on?
I think Zeke figured out that this is the week to unleash this. He was waiting for this week alone. I just sent you Jerry Jones rant. I don't know if I can't believe you haven't gotten it.
Okay. The Rams gave the 49ers the business because the Rams, they was trying to hold on to hope.
Yeah.
The 49ers is that team that the other teams can beat, but they're the only ones I can see that can give New Orleans problems.
I'm not
in the NFC.
No, maybe, but I'm just not feeling your man.
I think New Orleans runs over everybody if they don't see Frisco.
I do not see Frisco winning one game. Only team I see them, if they got a chance to play them, they probably could beat them. And that's probably like Seattle. I can see that.
Yeah, Seattle look kind of flimsy this week.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't pick them this week. I'm just saying in the playoffs, I can see that happening. Garoppolo, watch how he look this week.
Garoppolo's been looking solid every week, PB. Okay. You got something against Garoppolo.
No, I don't. Garoppolo
send you something to your DM about something you said about him.
No,
you
know, man.
You got a problem with him?
What is any Moroccan? What is he? A Peruvian? What is he?
I don't know. He's find a man.
What I found out, y'all, what is Garoppolo? I paid you $100. You can prove that he's a Peruvian or he looks Egyptian. Is he a gypsy?
He's a hell of a quarterback is what he is.
Watch this week.
We don't even need to talk about the Cowboys Eagles, man. That was sad. That was sad. And Eagles fans, fly, Eagles, fly. Have your fun.
Ooh.
Do your thing. Unless you get any of your wide receivers to come back, done first game.
Y'all hear that?
Done first game.
Dallas, he dissing y'all by saying Eagles. He ain't even put y'all, man. He dissing Dallas, man. I'm trying to get my man Al to call it. That's his name?
Huh?
His name Al, right?
Which one? That Cowboys? That's LJ.
LJ, call, man. I'm trying to hype you up, man. Give you a reason to call, man.
323-293-3375. Packers and Vikings.
I picked Vikings. I thought Cousins would get his first one on Monday night. He didn't. He was terrible. They missed Cooks. What's up with Thielen, though?
He just got back from an injury.
No, I don't like these guys no more for Minnesota. They weak. Cooks, I liked you out of Florida State. You don't play right. It's a hamstring. You go three straight games. Oh, 150, 120. Oh, look at Cooks. Oh, his hamstring hurt. Thielen, you about to break records. Then you sit down. And then Cousins, oh, my God. I'm done with Minnesota. I will never pick you guys again in a big game. Nope. No.
All I can tell you, all I can point to, is our boy from Washington over there.
Yeah, he tried to tell us.
He told you about Kirk Cousins.
Yes, he did.
Kirk Cousins, wow. I don't know what's going on with Kirk Cousins. It is crazy that we even still talking about Kirk Cousins. We see his makeup.
Yep.
Certain days he's going to look like an elite quarterback, the man, and on big games, he's going to be reduced to who he really is.
He's a
shadow of his former self.
I got a phone call from somebody that told me about Cousins, too.
Uh-oh, what they say about Cousins?
They say he takes medicine prior to the game. He's kind of slow. Yep.
What type of medicine he takes, you think?
You know, when people with them patients that be sloving,
uh-huh.
That's it right there. And they say it wears off around third quarter. Yep. Kirk Cousins, we ain't feeling you, man. I would never bet on you. If he played against a peewee league, I'd take them. If they say it's a Monday night game, if he played the Pee Wee League on a Monday night, he'll lose that one.
Now, that's disrespectful.
Oh, Kirk. How much they gave him? 100?
Yeah.
Better get y'all money back, man, and go pick up who you said. Get him back from the Saints.
Oh, Bridgewater.
Go get Bridgewater back, for real.
Yeah, that's the solid. But they can't get that guaranteed money back. That's a loss.
Kirk Cousins?
But see, this is what Kirk Cousins will do. They'll get rid of Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins will go to Jacksonville.
Okay.
And make Jacksonville look good again for one season.
Yep.
And then everybody will start talking about him. Then the next season, fall off again. And when he's playing for Jacksonville, on his Monday night games, he still won't win.
That's right. This is true. Odell Beckham might not play this week. He's sick. Fantasy. That's your fantasy people.
The Super Bowl, any real fantasy leagues was this week. The people that really don't know how to play, they go an extra week. So
can they still win stuff?
Yeah, there's still some super. The Super Bowl's going off this week, but normally, like me, I cut mine short 1 week because a lot of players are sitting this week. And
okay,
it doesn't make it's scandalous for you to have a high power team And then you get to the Super Bowl, now you got to go and pick up people off the waiver wire that doesn't really play,
right.
backups and stuff, and you got to hope you win.
Right.
When you drafted the best team.
Wow. Clowney says he's going to play. There's no way you won't see him suit up Sunday, he says.
Wow.
That's big for Seattle. They need him. They missed him last week.
Let me see. For this week, the picks, we can't even say Steelers, Ravens. Leave that one out. We got to get to a game that means something.
Oh, there's a couple of them.
Redskins at the Cowboys.
Man, what are you talking about? You laugh? Hey, what's his name? LJ. LJ. He's tripping. Cowboys by 17.
The Cowboys should win by 17.
34-17.
It's the Redskins team that's only won 3 games this season, PB.
But they don't want to win another one. You get a good draft pick. Right now, they top 3.
But what I'm saying is, you're saying the Cowboys by 17, like they're doing something.
They're going to take it into the next situation.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're not going to pick them. I'm picking them.
Titans at Texans. That's going to be a good game.
Houston claiming they're going to play for real. They don't need to. It makes no sense. Because KC, if they lose, Houston can move up because Houston beat them. But KC plays before them. So they would know that before the game starts. And they play, KC plays who? The Chargers. So yeah. Tennessee, you just stamped your name into the playoffs this year.
So you don't think they're going to play?
Or they'll after play? They find out that game's over, there's nothing they can't go no higher. But what'd you play for?
They got probably played the first half, man.
Yeah, I see that, yeah. So Titans,
yeah. Titans, okay. Well, this is stuff I need to know for betting purposes. Yeah. But, you know, that's what I call you for. You good at that type of stuff.
Yeah, the underdogs, man.
So we're taking Chiefs against the Chargers.
For sure.
Vikings at the Bears.
I got to roll with
No, Bears at the Vikings, my bad.
I take the Mac man. Oh, there you go. There you go, my man.
Oh, we got a call. Caller, what's your name? Say hi.
It's Darnell out there, Tuscaloosa area.
Oh, what's up with you?
What's up, Darnell?
What up? Hey, man. Hey, PB, man. I heard you talking about that Minnesota, man. I tried to call in, and, man, I was wrong about Minnesota. I mean, I was wrong, man. But in all fairness, though, they did play Green Bay, too, though.
Yeah.
They've been playing pretty good, so you can't really just discredit them that much.
I ain't discredit Minnesota. It's clearly Cousins, man. I can't get with Duke. I'm done. Ever.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, you hear the frustration out of our voices because we do bet on these games.
Man.
Big time. And when you have a team and the structure of the team, you know they're supposed to beat a team that don't even have their players will beat a team. It gets frustrating. Like Green Bay. Their running game is suspect, even with their starting running back. That's a wide receiver. I still call him a wide receiver. But Adams is a great wide receiver. I'm not taking anything from him, but he's not the man like that.
Right.
And for them to go to over there and play Minnesota, they can have Steenan and Diggs. I don't get it.
I get it. It's just that Aaron Rodgers. He might have that will to command to make things happen like that.
I'll agree.
He is the Batman.
I agree with that.
That's why we call him the Batman.
And that's what Cousins don't have. He doesn't have that. Yeah.
You know, I hate Green Bay. I'm a Lions fan. You know, I hate Green Bay. But I want them to lose every game. But it's just somehow, like, you look at the game, it's like they're not that good.
Thank you.
But somehow they win. I don't get it. I don't get it myself.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, like you said, is an architect.
Yeah, he'll wield them. But
he's the one slinging the ball. Like I tell PB, when he get mad at teams and they can't throw the ball to themselves.
Yeah, well, Kirk Cousins need to take a page out of last Monday night to see that he rallied his team.
He's never won on Monday night.
Well, he need to take a page from him.
I think he loses the pages when he gets to Monday night. Kirk Cousins like, just don't put me on Monday night.
Or any night games.
I got a question. So, based on what y'all seen so far, who do y'all like out of the end? Or is y'all going to get into that in the following weeks coming up?
Oh, we're going to get into it next week. Tough. Next week, we'll probably do like a 45-minute show.
Yeah, but I'm not changing. Saints all day. No matter who you put them in there with, Saints, period.
And if they play the 49ers, I have to see if that if they get a chance to play the 49ers.
They won't even win again.
Because the 49ers, to me, is the only team that can give the Saints problems in the NFC.
Before they get Antonio Brown, or are you still sticking with them even if they get Antonio Brown?
I called it.
If they get Antonio Brown, they're going to be like.
No, but I called it in August. I was wrong about the team, their opponent. I said the Colts. But I still think it's going to come out of the AFC South. I think Houston's going to upset Baltimore.
I don't see that at all.
But did you pay attention?
You think Antonio Brown will go to the Saints?
Yeah, my heart, I feel it.
But if you're working him out, that means you want him. And we all know he's the best wide receiver that played the game right now. Well, I said arguably the best.
I think he'll mess up that team, though, man.
You only need him for two or three games. That's it.
You think they have too much?
That team, man. They don't fit his personality. Don't fit that coach. I think he override the coach too much for that to work.
See, I think you're looking at that what happened over in Pittsburgh, and I don't think that's going to bleed over into where he's at.
It is, man. It'd be a circus, man.
It didn't even bleed over into New England. What happened in New England was
because that's because he was tap dancing though in New England.
Okay, I agree with that. But see,
yeah, he was top dancer, man. All he was missing was the hat and the
big ass smile. No, but see, I think the Saints, it'll work because let's just say that he has a great workout and then we find out Monday he's going to go talk to the commissioner. Wednesday they sign him.
Mm-hmm.
We're only talking 3 weeks, man. That's it.
And they're going to have a bye.
That's what I'm saying. 3 weeks. That's all we talking. Then they might just let us go after that. Like, yo, man, thank you.
What about Marshawn Lynch? You don't think Seattle? He said, I know y'all said New Orleans. You don't think he got no impact?
I think he'll have impact. I like Seattle to win their game that they'll get. They probably get a second or third seed. Play Minnesota. They'll beat them. And if they get round two, I think that's when the problem comes.
See, Marshawn Lynch eat too much Skittles. No, I'm just playing. But it all depends on how he looks, man. I gotta see how he looks.
But they brought back Turbin too.
He in shape. He definitely is.
Oh yeah, I saw him. He in shape.
He in shape. But I want to see. Is he gonna be beast mode?
Still one of them situations where like that could throw off a team. If you come in there with an attitude like that, it could throw the team chemistry off.
True.
We still talking about Antonio.
I'm talking about Antonio and Marshawn. Like, even if them coming into the season now at this point is like any little thing can, like, it could be one teammate that's just not liking it and it throw off the whole team.
But Lynch got prior history with them. So he'll just fall right in.
And they just lost their starter running back for the season. They need him. I don't see them having a problem with Lynch coming in.
Well, not at all.
I was just saying it could be because you got to remember they got a different person.
Yeah, big personality.
The
yeah.
Same team that they had.
The only thing I will agree with the personality is with AB and over there in New Orleans, what you're saying. Because
I can see it.
We clearly see his personality defect sometimes when it jumps out. And the Steelers players were on Twitter talking about that Tomlin kept that.
Under wraps?
Yeah, under wraps. So Tomlin was the only reason he was in the NFL this long, is what they were saying.
Right, and his is worse because, remember, like, he threw everybody under the bus.
Yeah.
After Steelers. That's a bad look. When you throw, why would you lead a team and then throw people under the bus? That's not professional.
No. Well, see, I disagree with that. When they had the problem with Bell, is the reason why Antonio spoke up and looked bad in the whole first place because the whole Steeler organization started throwing Bell under the bus because he wanted his money because they didn't want to pay the best running back in the game.
At the time, yeah.
So, and then Antonio Brown came to his defense. This is what got him all in the media about him having a personality disorder in the first place because he went on a rant about, why y'all talking about this man? He's just trying to get his money.
No, I'm talking about Juju Mister, though. He talked about him when he left the team. Like, why would you do that?
Juju was talking about him when he was on the team.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, but why would you say something back after you leave? That's, come on, you got to be more professional than that. I mean, if they ask you about it, you keep that personal to yourself. If they ask you about it, say, just make up, say, well, it was good playing with him. You get what I'm saying? Those,
although I agree with what you're saying, I'm only saying the reasons for the a person feeling like they want to get back at him. And the whole team had threw Bell under the bus. And then when he says something about, like get off Bell's back, the whole team got mad at him. It was the reason why he was ready to go in the first place. Because he felt like the team wasn't a team anymore. They're going to talk about a player that's not talking bad about anybody on the team. He just wants to get paid. And you telling him just to play. And if he gets hurt, it's his family that's hurt not getting that paycheck. But I do get what you're saying.
I believe you're putting a little bit too much emotion. You must really like Antonio Brown.
Well, I don't like anybody talking about a player. They came down on Antonio because he defended the Bell. Then they came down on Antonio because he talked about a helmet. He didn't say anything.
Personal view on it. It's just that this is stuff that actually happened.
I get it, but what I'm saying is they came down on him both times over. He wasn't complaining about playing the game. He was complaining about a defect with the helmet. And if you
player safety.
Exactly. If you look it up, the helmets have been, they've been busting people open all season long. The same thing he was talking about.
That was calculated still, though. It was calculated the way he did that. Come on, it was very clever, but, I mean, that's about it. Other than that, everybody know what that was.
He was just ready to get out of there.
Exactly, in which you should have just did it in the I still believe in the, even with the Kaepernick situation, I still believe you gotta be, you in a professional sport, you gotta carry yourself professional in order to get that respect. You can't, when stuff happens, you can't play it like a little kid and then blame this guy and talk about this guy. And that just seemed childish to me, unprofessional.
Yeah, I agree with that 100% right there. But I loving the sport and being able to, I'm one of the people that can see it from a lot of different angles. And when you see a player get charged with rape twice and still play the game, and then you have problems that's not even that severe,
yeah.
And you're not playing the game, I can see where people come from.
You talking about Big Ben?
Big Ben, yeah.
Exactly. I'm talking about players. They see the stuff going on. They see the breaks getting cut for one player, and then you don't even do something that's that big, and there's no breaks for you.
He's not even given a. He's really guilty before you proven innocent.
Exactly.
This man twice. You getting accused of one of the most heinous crimes you could commit.
Right.
He don't miss no time.
Uh-huh. You know, like I say, we all know what that is, but you can't get your emotions in that. That's what I'm saying. You still, through all that, you still can, because like I say, at the end of the day, you're working for somebody. That's if everybody acted that way on a job, then it pretty much nobody would be there. They had to go off of what they feel.
Right. He's right.
We all see what goes on in workplaces and stuff like that.
Because if you own a business, you want it to be professional. You don't want nobody getting in their feelings about what's going on. You want it to be professional. Hey, and we want you to help us with these last picks before we get up out of here. We on our time right now.
Okay.
Falcons at the Buccaneers. I think that's going to be a good game.
Oh, stop.
I think it's going to be a good game. This game don't mean nothing.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, Falcons.
Oh, you said Falcons.
I'm going to take the Buccaneers, too, because Winston with the hot hand.
Yeah.
49ers Seahawks. Only game that means something right now.
Seahawks all day.
Yeah, Seahawks.
My man with the Skittles and the Stanky Leg.
49ers not going to play their players?
They got to. They're trying to win the division.
So somebody in the earlier game, if they don't matter. Don't matter. They have to win?
They got
to
win.
49ers all day long.
Oh, man. You ain't going to. Come on, man. I'm trying to help 49ers
all day long, man. Okay. Stop disrespecting the 49ers because you don't like Garoppolo. You pick the Seahawks too, man?
Yeah.
Yes,
you are. You ain't gonna like Garoppolo either.
Make sure you call in next week.
You ain't gonna like Garoppolo.
Make sure you call in next week. I want to clown you and PB off of picking the Seahawks.
I bet you 50 for real. There ain't no way they beat them.
Who the Seahawks lose to last week?
They're still a divisional rival. I picked Arizona to beat them.
Got beat by Arizona, and they're about to play the 49ers, and the 49ers are gonna lose.
They got to get a get back game.
All right. Hey man, thank you for calling in. We about to get out of here.
All right. right, y'all be good, man.
See you next week.
Make sure you call in next week so we can talk about some more, because we gonna get into the playoff scenario next week.
Next week.
Okay, then I'll definitely call back. Vacation for about
2 weeks. That's right, sir. Yes, sir. Much respect to you, and thank you for calling in. And everyone, thank you for tuning in to Blow the Whistle Sports. Like always, you can go check our website out at blowthewhistlesport.com. Not with the S, but just sport. And we'll see you next week at our regular time. Peace.
I do a side bet with you.
Warriors, come out to play. Flame on. Flame on, flame on, flame on, flame on.
It's about that time of day, let all the warriors come out and play. You tuned in to PB Smiley and Wayne Holloway. And me, my name's Santos, the Human Torch. And it's the hottest show around, it's called Blow the Whistle Sports. And today's the day, we talking sports and we came to play. Got no filter, we say what they all afraid to say. It's last time we checked, football was a man's sport. So we don't let nothing fly, like you ain't got a passport. We got a fans, we attached to y'all. We talk about everything in the catalog. From football to basketball, we never had a loss. My team's so official, got stripes like the ref. That's why they call us Blow the Whistle. Big packet on go like a loaded pistol. If you got a problem with us, let us know the issue. We giving y'all the realest talk on live. Tap in with us, btwsport.com. Johnny.